it's sort of like a reminder of the whole colonial legacy that a lot of people think you need to move away from.
Personally, I have no hang-ups about that. I have seen where, when left to individuals to choose, anything goes where, doesn't look too tidy and nice.
But it doesn't have to be anything goes where. It's just that you're living in the Caribbean for you to clad yourself like somebody in jacket and tie who is in a cold, temperate
country. But a lot of people like
country.
It, including myself.
But a lot of people don't like it.
Well, the other people who don't like it can wear what it says it can wear. And it says the national dress order is this. The formal dress for the Commonwealth of Dominica shall be as follows. A long sleeve shirt or short sleeve shirt jack suit. Okay? Close the shoes with socks. Close the shoes, no sandals. The shirt jacket suit must be of a sober color. The shirt jacket may be embroidered, provided such embroidery is of the same color as the shirt jack. And so, it goes on, the official dress shall be as follows, and that is the official dress is what is worn in Parliament. A short-sleeved shirt jacket worn over long trousers, closed shoes, socks or sandals, with or without socks. The color of the shirt jacks and long trousers shall be conventional. Now that is the official dress. So members can have to come to the house in, they don't have to come in a suit. They can come, there are certain members, they like to wear
but
their long
suits. But it's not only members, it's people coming as well?
People who come to the house, okay? If they want to sit downstairs, nobody can come in the house in jeans and sneakers, period. Upstairs, downstairs, kitchen, cellar. No, not when the house is sitting. If they don't have a tie, they go upstairs. If you need a long sleeve shirt with tie, we'll bring you downstairs. No jeans, period.
Okay.
This is the highest institution
why,
in the land.
Why is it so important to have a dress code and why is it so important to enforce that?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you know, different places you do different things and we have to respect. What this National Dress Act tend to do is give the persons attending Parliament a sense of place and occasion.
But why is it so important for you to enforce the dress code?
For me to enforce it, I'm enforcing the law. You have a difficulty with that? I don't.
No, I'm asking why is it so important to do that?
Because it is the law. It is the law of the land. It's
so
not a figment of my
imagination.
Is the
dress code going to be reviewed anytime soon? Because a lot of people are uncomfortable with this jacket and
you know,
I think no matter what you say.
You keep saying a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Well, I want somebody to approach me and tell me.
So the jacket and tie is here to stay?
I wouldn't say it's here to stay. I don't have control over that.
But is there a review planned anytime soon?
Not as far as I know.
Okay.
Not as far as I know.
Okay. And you're happy to enforce that particular law?
Absolutely. I like the idea of a sense of occasion and place. You know, you wear swimsuits on the beach, you go to church dress with your sleeves and whatever. That is what it's all about. You know, some of us want to be laid back and casual, but you see,
we live in a laid back and casual country,
right? And a lot of the times that is to our undoing.
Okay.
It is a lot of the times it's to our undoing.